Marie and the Doctor.
Who knows what may come next?
Thursday morning, we are very excited to have in once again the Pyjama Men. Now, I say once again because they did drop in while we were hanging out at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, and they were very, very lovely blokes. Mm-hmm. Don't just say that because they're in the room.
But they hadn't won anything then, so I was a little distracted. You know,
we hadn't seen their show. Mm-hmm. Whatever. Then they won the Barry Award. Well, we better go along and check it out. It was absolutely extraordinary seeing you guys on stage because you flip between these characters so effortlessly, and it's that comedy which is really physical theatre as well as obviously the joke telling, but really surreal as well. But bugger all that shit. What's it like being a Barry Award winner? Has it changed your life?
Yeah, yes, completely.
I've become a monk now. Yeah. And I'm just living in the mountains now.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's ruined my comedy career completely. So that's good.
Yeah, well, that's nice. Come to Australia.
Have you found yourself lauded since then? Are people sort of flocking to you for autographs on their bosoms?
Oh, yeah. And you're not the first men. One. Oh,
my goodness. Otherwise it would have been awkward.
No, you're the second
your
person.
Technique by then.
First person was my mother.
Were you surprised to take it? The Barry you're in good stead. There's been some pretty amazing acts who've picked it up, and artists, Mighty Boosh, Ross Noble, you know, a bunch of others as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
usually paves the way for fame and success.
Usually.
Yeah.
In this case, what else are you
going
to do?
But there are the exceptions. And we plan to be those. Yeah.
What? Who are they?
It was a great word of mouth show. You guys came to the country, and I mean, a few people saw the show in Melbourne and obviously generated a bit of buzz. But then the Barry Award happens sort of right near the end of the run.
Yeah.
How does it change? Were your last few shows sold out, or was it after you'd finished all the shows? Or?
No, we were sold out anyway.
Yeah, we did get a little. It was going well, you know, for the second 2 weeks of the festival, for sure. It was going well. And then, we got the award, and then people stopped going because they were like, well, you know what? I don't know.
I kind of like them before they won the Barry.
I'll just wait. I'll wait for the DVD.
Well, I did notice when you guys, when we saw you the other night and you were doing the news reading a little bit, you did break for a bit. And Shanoa, you just looked at the audience and said, "We want a Barry." As if you have to laugh. We want a Barry.
Yeah, yeah. We do this terrible joke that
goes a little something like this:
Volvo has just introduced its new car, the Volva. Sources say that they're very woomy.
Yeah. That's it. That's why we won.
You know what? Lindsay repeated that joke yesterday, and I think I hit him. Yeah, and then he said, no, it's okay. The Pyjama Men did it, and they won a Barry. And so then I had to say, oh, well, kudos, Lindsay.
The audience gets so angry, an angry laugh.
Hopefully at that point, they're on our side.
Because those two characters, they're the ones that drop the really shit jokes, aren't they?
We've got
Mark Shanoa and Dominic, the winners of the Barry Award in this morning. The Pyjama Men. They're going to hang around for a little. I have an offended you too much. You're going to hang around for a little while. Here's news. News on Triple J. Plug in, baby. We've got the Pyjama Men in for you this morning. The winners of the Barry Award at Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Mark Shanoa and Dominic are in. Now, we had Sam Simmons in just a little while before, and he...
Boo!
Well, he was slandering you guys just a little tiny bit.
Boo!
Suggesting that maybe a few drinks during the show.
A few
bourbons, apparently.
We'd see Sam before our show, and boy, is that guy... He warms up like this. And like we're in this tent, you know, and like so every day we would hear like we'd be doing our show, in any lull or quiet, we hear in the background Sam warming up his voice because he's a singer.
He doesn't need to warm up. He was just trying to throw you.
Is it true that you urinated around the caravan outside?
Paul, he told you everything.
Yeah.
We had no bathroom or whatever you guys call it here.
Toilet for comedy festival.
We do tend to call it a bathroom as well.
There's no bath either.
You say you go to the toilet though. You don't do that American.
But not if there's not a toilet there.
No, you go to the caravan.
I guess there wasn't a bathroom either.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to the sand.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we would do. Yeah,
we go to the street.
There was
Sam Simmons. You know, there is of course, right outside where you were playing in Melbourne at the Bosco Theatre, there is the horse and carts are sort of corralled on Swanson Street, and there is already the overriding smell of urine, so it would not have made that much difference to
And horse apples, as they call them. Road apples. Road apples.
I call them horse apples. Yeah, my grandfather, when I was a kid, was like, would you like a horse apple? And I didn't know what it was, and I was like, yeah.
You want sugar on that?
Sure.
Here you go. Yeah, eat it. Yeah.
Your grandfather was like a joke to him.
Yeah. And he would hand you... This is what happens when you grow up in New Mexico, is it?
Yeah, but I was actually in L.A. when this happened.
What about bush oysters? You call them prairie oysters.
Rocky Mountain oysters.
Rocky Mountain oysters.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys are talking about some dirty things that I don't understand.
Bowls. Yeah.
What's a prairie oyster?
They're balls.
Yeah, buffalo testicles. Bison balls.
Yeah. Hey, and then cow pies. I almost picked up a cow pie when I was little and was like, look, a frisbee! And like my whole family was like, you are stupid.
So you were drawn together as adults by your childhood love of poo.
Yeah, I guess so. Really, that's all we talk about.
That's great. Come on out, everyone. You're going to love it.
The other nugget, pardon the pun, the nugget of information that Sam Simmons left with us is that you guys... Sam Simmons mentioned that you guys are supposed to be working on a new show for the Edinburgh Comedy Festival, which is the world's premier comedy festival, but the Barry has kind of wiped you out. But the success and fame that's come with it has caused you to be just not enough attention.
Yeah, yeah. What we're gonna do, really, instead of writing another show, we're just gonna it doesn't matter now.
No,
we're
not doing
anything, so skate on it.
Yeah, so we're just gonna
skate on that. I think, but we're gonna wear real skates.
Yeah.
Be in there skating around.
I think our show, we're just gonna set up a desk and maybe put like a little some sort of trinket on the desk that people can look at and they'll be like, watch this.
What is the Barry? What does it look like?
It's like a little square piece of glass. It's very aesthetically
plastic,
pleasing.
Though.
But it looks like glass. It's not real glass.
It's faux glass.
Yeah, faux glass.
Stylish. Yeah. That's nice. So how do you actually come up with your characters? Because in this show that you've got at the moment, you've got some of them are extraordinary. There's the Tuck Monster. Who's,
well, the father and the daughter team.
Yeah.
And the 50s husband and wife. And the medieval characters.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Leviticus.
It's fair to say a fairly broad range of characters that you bring to the stage.
The Earth goddesses,
Earth goddess
who actually get to leave the stage and have fun with the audience.
But where do you come up with them?
Well, the Earth goddesses just come to us.
Yeah,
we don't really.
They enter our caress.
I don't know. It's just you extend your consciousness out and see what you can catch with the wide net that you cast. It's sort of a metaphysical net that you cast out. It's amazing.
It is. You know what's great about being like us? Is that it's just so freeing.
It is free. You know, you feel like you can just be who you are absolutely, around anyone, whether they like it or not.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Now, I was trawling your MySpace sites, and I saw that, I think, I'm not going to remember who, I think, Chanel, you've done, like, physical theatre, and...
That's on my MySpace.
Yeah, it is. It's like you've graduated from a university of physical theatre.
Aren't you proud?
Yeah. It gave me a warm feeling. But what about you, Mark? Is there a...
I want to go back to the University of Physical Theatre. This is like the Pons Institute. Like, what are the final exams that you have to do at a place like that?
I will tell you that we did do an exercise there where... An exercise, because the theatre school, you call it such a thing. I don't know how you call this an exercise. It was a great school. But we did this thing where you come out, you enter, and the rest of the class has their socks rolled up. And the only instruction you have is do something funny. And if you're not funny, everybody throws their socks at you.
Oh, wow.
That wasn't a physical theater. That was a school of hard knocks.
Yeah.
How did you go?
That's real life.
Well, we all got hit with socks, so I guess, it's all a fair. Bombing experience.
I think it'd be great, if you were the only student in the history of Del Arte to not get hit with a sock. Yeah. You were like,
I didn't get hit.
Amazing.
Yeah, no, I was up there for about 6 hours. Finally, people got tired and went home.
We got the pajama men in this morning. It's 7:08. You're on Triple J. the Pyjama Men are in this morning. They're probably a little bit cocky because they won the Barry Award at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, as they should be, because their show is just absolutely amazing. It is, by the way, happening in Sydney at the moment, playing at the Factory Theatre until May 2nd, which is Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights, and it's amazing. If you, by the way, if you want to check them out online, they've got the incorrect spelling of pyjama. It's the American spelling, but The Pyjama Men, www.thepyjamamen, all one word, and they spell pyjama P-A-J-A.
No. You come here, you could at least take on some of our customs spelling.
Put the pie back in pajama.
Yeah. Just humorous.
Pajama.
We have been having a chat about some of the local flavour that international comedians throw into their shows to try and make it a little bit easier for the Australians to digest. Is there anything that you chuck into yours?
One thing.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
let's ruin it now.
Yeah. I don't want to tell you. Just look for it. You have to look for it. See if you can figure it out. Oh, yeah. No, I do relate to that. Yeah. Not just for me.
As an Australian, I enjoy that joke. But only as an Australian do I enjoy that.
Americans never would have gotten
it. Yeah. The whole rest of the world would have hated it. I love it.
I didn't notice it. There is obviously, you know, the crowd are in hysterics for most of the show, but there are a couple of times where you guys as well just, you know, fail to keep your characters and stuff. Does that happen a lot where you just lose your shit?
No, but it's
it does happen.
It's great when it does.
Yeah.
We try to keep it loose, and we try to make each other. I mean, you try. You don't want to laugh, but
we try to make each other laugh. That's a feather in my cap.
Throw some socks at him, you know. Yeah. Had a dull moment.
I think it was
that a reference to the audience. I actually don't even know what you're talking about.
People are going to start bringing socks to the show.
If I can explain, it was the point where the gravedigger starts telling starts doing grave digging stand up.
That was just for you.
That was just for you guys. That was it. Well, it was just
I'm inspired by that idea. Maybe I think I'm going to try to just do that now.
That'll be your Edinburgh show.
Because we always like try to have a monologue in there. So maybe I'll have a gravedigger stand up set.
Do you find you guys, you're obviously on the road a lot, you're hanging out with each other a lot. Is there a lot of silence when you're hanging out with each other, or do you spend a lot of time?
Yeah, we just sit in a room quietly and stare at one another while we eat. We all sit around a table and like have our dinner and just look at each other.
Shirtless and kind of mad. Yeah.
Well, listen, come back to Australia because the show is extraordinary. Mark Schnauer and Dominic, the Pyjama Men, thank you very much for coming into Triple J this morning. Congratulations on the Barry. Well deserved. As I mentioned, if you want to catch them, the last chance for this particular tour, Thursday, Friday, tonight, tomorrow and Saturday night at the Factory Theatre, which is in Sydney in Enmore. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Hey, Bobby, Marika, the doctor.
On Triple J.